simply reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Sorry for the late start today, a little technical difficulty, but we are delivering the show as promised. We've got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to have Dr. Ed Park on, talking about the new kid on the block in the area of telomerase, and that is TA65. We've done lots of shows about telomeres, telomerase, the importance of observing replication of DNA and its effects on aging and disease, cellular senescence. We're going to get a little deeper into a supplement that may be the go-to supplement when you want to reverse cellular aging. Later in the show, Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation is going to be on. We're going to be talking about the assault on vitamins and nutraceuticals. I'm sure you see this going on in the media today. We predicted this assault a year or so ago. The FDA is obviously out to help its clients, the pharmaceutical industries, gain a greater foothold in the supplement industry, which they feel that they're missing out on. And we don't want you to be duped and fooled by a lot of the research that's coming out today. So one announcement I do want to make. We're going to be releasing the Power Patch month free supply on Friday instead of Monday to give those of you an earlier chance to be one of the 200 people to receive this amazing transdermal patch. You'll have to go to superhumanradio.com to look for the banner ad for the Power Patch from Age Force. So stay tuned for that. We'll make more announcements as the week goes on. Okay. Dr. Ed Park is with Recharge Biomedical. How you doing,
Dr. Good. Park? How are you doing, Carl?
Wonderful. Okay. We those of us who've listened to the show over the years know the importance of observing telomere length. But for those who have never heard anything about it before, let's talk briefly about the telomere and its role in DNA repair, if you will, please.
Sure. Well, people have known for 80 years that the ends of chromosomes are protected by caps. They're called telomeres. And every time a cell divides, they shorten by an amount. And so if they divide too many times, the cell gets messed up because the chromosomes are broken. And so what we're learning is that they won the 2009 Nobel Prize for discovering that all the plants and animals have an enzyme to extend them and to add length, like a stock ticker. And so that's what they do. And the cells that do this most are stem cells. And if we're able to keep the telomerase activity high, whether it be by exercise or meditation or sleep, then the stem cells are healthier, and then all our cells are healthier.
Interesting. All of the things that the average American does not do, sleep well, eat well, or exercise. And clearly they're not meditating here. I've been a student of TM for well over 20 years now, and it amazes me the number of people who don't understand the value of meditation.
Well, it's true, because people don't realize that they're always up and on and going, but there's also an off switch or down switch, and the ability to control your mind is important, because we're always sympathetic and cortisol driven, but if we can get the parasympathetic and the endorphins going artificially, why not do that and balance?
Exactly. Now, to keep those of us who also athletic performance is important to us, there is some evidence that by preserving a DNA and by improving the telomere, that there is some additional benefits for those who are looking for a higher degree of protein synthetic response to exercise and as well as performance. Is there not?
I'm not familiar with that literature in particular, but it's hard to keep up because, there's probably about 15,000 articles in the literature, and everyone's rediscovering the wheel, but they're doing it in, hundreds of labs across the world. But it seems that the telomerase and the telomeres, since the cells work by copying DNA and interpreting the DNA, that it's a fairly good explanation for a lot of the conditions. But I can tell you empirically for my patients, the ones that are athletes and bodybuilders, they certainly do experience an improvement, and I think it's probably because the cells are healthier. If the cells are healthier, then you know the performance, the protein synthetic function is better too.
Dr. Peter Rouse, who is a frequent guest on the show and also a sponsor on Superhuman Radio, was the one who introduced me to TA65, which we're going to be talking more about here in a moment. Mm-hmm. And he has told me that without changing anything else about his training or his diet, that he noticed that he started to put a lot more lean mass on faster, and the only thing he could attribute it to was TA65. And I said to him, it makes perfect sense. If when we're youthful, we're able to build muscle better than when we're older, it would stand to reason that DNA's influence on hypertrophy would be improved, perhaps just because the replication process of the DNA just causes it to be more efficient. If nothing else, then theoretically you would get a little bit more out of your exercise and nutritional protocol than if you were not improving DNA replication. Would you agree with that anecdotal statement?
I think that's very insightful, yeah. I mean, let's face it, after 24, 25, it's all downhill, and that's because the cells don't function as well. They acquire DNA errors, and therefore they can't, the copies of them can only be as good as the stem cells, so you just start to drift towards a more damaged state. Now, I mean, there's a temporary effect. When you start taking something like a telomerase activator, your cells function better. You have a better mood and everything. Your sleep is better. But there's also a more permanent effect, and it's just my theory, and this hasn't been borne out experimentally, but what happens a lot of times is that damaged stem cells that aren't even copying or working properly, they get killed and then replaced by fresher, younger ones. So that's a more of a permanent change you get.
Interesting.
It's just when you go to sleep at night, you can't really kill off those damaged cells as well. But when you take a telomerase activator, something happens and you're able to go through the final self-death stage that we call apoptosis.
So. Right. Now, with that being the case, I want to address something. Aubrey de Grey has been on the show before, and I actually attended a seminar that he put on recently. And both on my show and during the seminar, we talked about the importance of telomerase. He is of a different camp.
I know Aubrey. Yeah.
Okay. So, and I asked him this question during the seminar. As you know, he's of the camp of suppressing telomerase.
Yeah.
Because of its potential, fueling the fire of carcinogens and cancers. And my attitude about that was, look, cancer cells are already immortal.
Yeah.
You're not going to make them more immortal
right.
by, and in fact, I'm of the camp of Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation that improving DNA replication will help to eliminate the potential of these more rogue DNA replications that potentially could lead to cancers. Where do you stand on all that?
I'm with you on that, definitely. I mean, Aubrey is a very important figure in the field of anti-aging. He really is. But, I mean, his research has been primarily in the area of mitochondrial dysfunction.
Right.
And then, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of people quite rightly afraid that telomerase activation would be carcinogenic. But I can say that, you know, people have been taking TA65 for 6 years now, and it's been over 7,000 people probably, and there hasn't been a single cancer reported, new primary.
Well,
so that's pretty strong evidence that it doesn't.
But you know what else, too?
Mm-hmm.
Cancer and DNA replication, let me back, I'm sorry. Cancers and improving telomere length are independent of each other, in my humble opinion. And again, I'm not a learned professor or doctor, so I can pretty much put my foot in my mouth when I want to. But in my humble opinion, there's a corollary relationship there, perhaps, but we know that inflammation plays a larger role in the change in apoptotic landscape that leads to cancers. So if one is worried about this, my humble opinion is you take a telomerase activator, but you also do things that are chemoprotective, like ginger and curcumin and exercise and so on and so forth, and eating a anti-inflammatory type diet so that you check the chances of cancers, because cancers are not going to happen because telomere activity is increased.
That's
They're
right.
going to happen for other reasons.
That's right. Whenever patients ask me, I liken it to throwing matches on a campfire. I mean, the cells are already immortal. You're not going to make them more immortal. You know, it's like turning the amp up to 11. It's already, they're on. So what you have on the ground is like a situation where if somebody's terminal and you've got cancer cells overwhelming the body, you're probably going to die faster, to be honest. But if you're in a situation where you still have an intact immune system and you make the immune cells healthier and the cancer cells healthier, meaning, you know, they're replicating, the immune system can hopefully overwhelm the bad cells.
Right.
So what we're talking about is you have a bank hostage situation, you send in Uzis, guess what? The hostages outnumber the, you know, the terrorists. So
right.
That's usually a good situation.
And we're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're gonna talk about the fact that there is evidence that telomerase activators actually do enhance the immune system as an aside from just improving DNA replication. We're talking with Dr. Ed Park. His website is rechargebiomedical.com. And when we come back, we're going to get into their product, TA65. You're listening to Super Human Radio. We shall return. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Super Human Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner to add today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Super Human Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Ed Park this hour from Recharge Biomedical. And we're going to be talking about TA65. We have to discuss telomerase activators first, the importance of them. There's research that came out of Asia, as I recall, just recently about a drug that is available there that's also available here topically, by the way. That's in some face creams that are offered over at Life Extension Foundation. that when given to AIDS patients, it increased telomerase, but also had a profound effect on their immune system. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I am not.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I can look it up if you want.
No. Better yet, why don't you speak to what you understand about this indirect effect on the immune system by telomerase activation?
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a study at UCLA in 2008 sponsored by Geron, the company that discovered TA65, and they partnered with a gal there, Efros. Professor Efros looked at HIV-infected T cells, and she found that when you incubated them with this molecule, that they would get younger, and that it helped to restore function. And also, I was the 19th person in the world in 2007 to take it, and in the first 100, they did a study, observational, of course, but they found that the T cells improved also in the people taking TA65. So we really feel that it's helping T-cell function, which, as you know, is key to staying young and healthy.
But doesn't all this make sense, Dr. Park? I mean, when you think of reversing the clock, right? If you think about Benjamin Button-esque type of reversing the clock, right? What happens? Children are much more robust. They're able to overcome illness and bounce back faster. So doesn't it make sense that anything that reverses senescence on a cellular level is going to affect every system in the body to some degree or another?
Of course. Of course it makes sense. And that's how I found it. You know, my dad was sick, and I looked up aging, and you look at the theories, and it makes the most sense because all cells have DNA. They all need to copy, and the DNA always gets shorter and damaged. So, of course, it makes sense. And we have the best experiment. Mother Nature created kids or people with no telomerase activity, really. And guess what? They die of cancer, old age, Alzheimer's at, like, age 11. So there's your experiment right there.
Is that what that disease is? The ones where these kids look like they're 80 years old and they're just 12 years old?
Well, we have to be careful. There are about maybe 8 or 9 types of premature aging, but there's one particular to the telomerase engine, and that is a good model for what we're talking about. No telomerase, bad. More telomerase, good. And indeed, the most common telomerase activator is just exercising, and that's how it seems to be working. So,
yeah.
You know, if you're too lazy to get to the gym like I am sometimes, you pop a TA65, you know, you're getting some benefits there.
And we're going to get into TA65 in just a moment longer. But first I want to just say, can you just give us the Reader's Digest version of how telomerase, which is it's a protein enzyme, correct?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay. So what exactly does telomerase do to the telomere?
Yes. Well, okay, so telomerase is it's a bunch of little proteins assembled together like a little puzzle. And then there's a key that runs the engine. So in most cells that are going to not be immortal, that key doesn't fit the lock and the engine doesn't run. So every time a cell copies, it shortens. And they found out that if you put skin cells in a dish, for example, they can only divide 50 times and then the whole thing just dies. But if you put an immortal cell like a, you know, cancer cell in there, it'll divide forever.
Right.
Because the telomerase activity is there. So the telomerase, what it does is it adds extra length to the ends of the chromosomes so that even though they're eroding, they're catching up. So it's like having a candle, but someone keeps on adding wick to the candle.
I like that. That's a good one. Okay, so now let's fast forward for a moment to TA65. TA65 first began its research many, many years ago, correct?
Geron has been in existence, I think, since 87?
Yeah, I've tried to have them on the show numerous times, believe it or not, but I guess they just weren't ready to talk.
Well,
about
you know,
product.
They have their own issues, and indeed, you know, even though they discovered TA65, they're not really promoting it actively.
So, I noticed that. Why is that, do you think?
Well, it goes into things I really am not privy to, and even if I were, I probably shouldn't tell you. So.
I gotcha. Okay, all right, that's fine. All right, so TA65 is a derivative of an herb. Correct, which is, isn't that funny? I'm going to forget the name of the
astragalus.
And I take it every day. Astragalus. Yeah. Thank you. Actually, a specific type of astragalus. I want to say astragalus membranaceous or something like that.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay. And so what is it that's unique about astragalus that first attracted their attention to refine it?
Well, I mean, it's been used in Chinese herbal medicine for thousands of years, you know, actually. So people went looking where they would likely find something good. So they break down these plants into molecules and they test them and see if there's any telomerase activity increase. So that's how they found it. But, you know, I liken it to Taxol. Taxol is one of the better cancer drugs that we have.
Okay.
And it comes from a Pacific yew tree bark. But, you know, if you wanted to fight cancer, you wouldn't go get a Pacific yew tree bark, grind it up and eat it or make a tea. you would just extract the Taxol. Same with the TA65. It's a single molecule. It's not all the molecules in the root. And so you just extract that. If you're taking astragalus, you're getting all the hundreds or thousands of molecules in that root.
Okay, so, but there's some out there who would say that that's actually a mistake. There's some out there who would say that originally when astragalus was first investigated for its telomerase activity, it was actually the astragalicides that were focused on. But more recently, there's research now that says that it is the, glucanosides or something like that that may be more responsible for the telomerase activity?
I mean, you're ahead of me in this regard. I don't know. I know that, you know, my colleague or friend Bill Andrews at Sierra Sciences has screened at least 280 different molecules that will activate telomerase.
Okay.
But the problem is that you can tell what genes they turn on and off because they have these chips now that can look at all 16,000 human messenger RNAs.
Right.
And so TA65 is only like 8 genes it turns up, whereas if you look at something like growth hormone, it's like 40. If you look at testosterone, it's like, you know, 900 up
right.
and down.
Right.
So these other 283 or whatever that Bill found, you know, they have, you know, other collateral activation, deactivation. So I would rather choose a molecule that is a single molecule that has a very limited effect.
Okay. And that's what TA65 is. It's a very, very refined, targeted portion of the astragalus that has been shown clinically to increase telomerase. How much does it increase telomerase? What is the significant information that my audience can go, oh, wow?
You know, it's a dose response thing, so the more the better. I mean, I've seen different activity things. I would put it in the 300 to 400% range. But again, the more the better. There's no toxic level. And it does it, we think, and I'm not sure, but it seems to be by transiently increasing the amount of telomerase enzyme around. There's just more of it for that brief period. But it doesn't last long. I mean, if you don't take it one night, then your sleep is normal. If you take it one night, your sleep is better. So it's a very transient thing. It's out of your body quite quickly.
Now this
Although the effects can last, you know, decades.
Right. This is pretty interesting because I have intuitively always taken my astragalus right before bed because I feel that that's when my body is doing all the reparation work.
That's right. I mean, I'm the only doctor, I think, that recommends before sleep because I'm with you. I mean, it looks like people use about 95% of the same amount of calories while they're sleeping, and you're just lying there, right? So that tells me that's the ultimate anabolic state. I mean, during the day, you're go, go, go. Your body's not going to waste time copying if it has to function, I think.
Yeah, and taking the astragalus in the morning, to me, was akin to delivering the cement and the bricks on Sunday when no one was working. You know, it's like, why do I? And that's why I've always taken it at night, specifically for that reason.
I agree. And it's interesting. You would think that growth hormone being anabolic, that would be keeping you up. But I found just empirically from people who were taking it when I started doing anti-aging because I came to it late, they're like, oh, man, the sleep is great. And if you look at the natural growth hormone peak, it happens, as you know, about 2 a.m. So that's the time that you really are rebuilding. It's not just lying there. You're doing so much to get you ready for the next day.
And the other reason for that, in my humble opinion, is that growth hormone and its downstream metabolites have a symbiotic relationship with insulin. And in my humble opinion, one of the reasons that there's a few reasons that growth hormone does that, but one of the reasons is that it has a glucose stabilizing effect during night. Because we know that when people become hypoglycemic at night, they wake up, you know, worried and pounding hard and sweating and so on, and growth hormone and its downstream metabolites, especially IGF-1, seem to keep that stability there. The other thing is that growth hormone actually interacts with the opioid receptor in the brain and actually can, you know, make you sleep through some things that normally would wake you up. But I agree with
you
100%.
And
so anyway, getting back to the subject. Well, look, I'm getting a hand waved at me.
Yeah, you got to take a break.
I got to take a quick commercial break. I've got a bunch of other good questions for you.
Good.
Now, where should people go if they want to learn more about TA65?
Yeah, rechargebiomedical.com.
Okay. And I also think that Dr. Peter Rouse is now carrying it over at AF Performance Center. I'm not sure if that's correct, but stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get 2 of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This hour we're talking with Dr. Ed Park about TA65, a telomerase activator. Later in the show we will have Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation on the show. We're talking about the assault on nutraceuticals and vitamins. You know, TA65 could be one of those someday. You want to be able to buy it when you want to buy it. You don't want to have to go to your doctor to get it prescribed. Or better yet, it won't even be available till the FDA gets around to letting you know whether or not they think you should be able to take it. You don't want that sort of draconian rule on things like this. So you want to listen to that second half of the show today. Anyway, okay. Now, you said yourself you've been taking TA65 for some time, right?
Yeah, I was patient number 19 in 2007 to start.
And I know that individuals like yourself like empirical evidence before you go shooting your mouth off, and anecdotal evidence sometimes may lead to a study but not be conclusive. But I'd like you to tell me about your own personal experience with it. What have you noticed?
Well, you know, I have to say that it's very subtle. That's the good thing about TA65. It's also a downside. It's that there's really nothing. It doesn't do anything. And what I mean by that, it has no intrinsic chemical properties. So you can't get dependent or tolerant or addicted. If you forget to take it, it's no biggie. So it really just turns up your own stem cell healing, which is great. So I was just taking it, blah-de-da, and then after 3 months, I suddenly started losing weight. I lost 20 pounds without diet or exercise. And that was
not your goal?
No, I just wanted to see what would happen. And, you know, the omental fat, the visceral fat inside my belly, gone. never came back. So that to me is more like a cell death thing. The bad stem cells were replaced by very younger versions. So even last year when I stopped taking it for 10 months, I couldn't gain weight. I mean, I could order up. I'm 44. I could roll in and get a fried chicken sandwich and cheeseburger, which is gross, but I can't gain weight, which is a nice effect.
Okay, so with that being said, it acts slowly, which is actually a good thing. You're right, because you don't want something that acts too quickly, because that means it could make bad things happen.
Right. Well, it acts very quickly in certain respects, but what I mean is with regard to being psychotropic, there's no psychotropic action. It can affect the sleep, but you don't get high like you would even from a cup of tea. There's no high, so there's no low, so there's no dependence and withdrawal, which is really good.
Okay. One of the listeners, Nick Williamelli on Facebook, just asked, has there been any changes in hormonal milieus or hormonal imbalances on individuals who are taking TA65?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, I had a very low testosterone, so, you know, concurrent with me losing my metabolic syndrome, which is that whole syndrome of being, you know, fat and depressed and inflamed, you know, my testosterone went way up naturally. And I see that a lot with other organs, too, whether it be ovaries, thyroid, adrenal, pancreas.
It makes perfect sense, yeah. Because a lot of evidence shows that one of the factors in male andropause is due to oxidative stress to the Leydig cells over time, and they just become less efficient and less responsive to luteinizing hormone. So by making the Leydig cells more youthful means that they're going to function better.
That's right.
So that makes perfect sense as well. So what about the, you know, and this is a frustration of mine, so I have to be careful how I pose this question, but anytime you hear about anything anti-aging in the mainstream media, it always seems to be about wrinkle-removing creams. I watched Good Morning America not too long ago, and they were doing a segment on, it was Dr. Oz, the five biggest anti-aging miracles, and everything had to do with making your skin look better. There was nothing, you know, anti-aging is about staving off age-related disease, not about looking 20 again. Let's face it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
With
that being said, are there any changes to the quality of skin when you start to reverse cellular senescence using a product like TA65?
Absolutely. So, you know, I'll go for myself and my other patients. So, basically, I lost all this weight, and I was practicing clinical OBGYN, and I was practicing, you know, skincare, laser aesthetics, and people would come up to me for their annual, and they'd say, what the heck, you look like a totally different person. So I really kept it on the down low until people said, you know, I got to have some of what you're having. And so gradually I started, you know, saying, well, let's see what happens, and their results were good. So, yeah, I would say for women in their 50s, usually they get accused of a facelift around month 4. Because the connective tissue shrinks so much, it rejuvenates. So, yeah, the skin, if you stay on it for a few weeks, your skin gets thicker, more oily, tighter, the pores get smaller. So, yeah, if people come to me and say, you know, I have this money, please make me younger with the laser or the injectables, I say, look, you know, save it. Just spend it on TA. You'll get younger permanently from the inside. So, definitely, I think.
What is the earliest remarkable thing that happens when telomerase activation occurs?
Yeah.
Because let's face it, in the United States, we want to feel things. That's why they put caffeine in supplements.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what do you see the first?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. You know, I'm the only one that I think prescribes it before sleep. Maybe that'll increase. But, you know, the insert on the package says to take it in the morning on an empty stomach. But I think that the most predictable, most sensitive and specific thing is sleep improvement, actually. And if you take it one night, it's better. If you don't, it's not. So that's an immediate thing. It's already not going to work. If you take it in the morning, your sleep will be normal by the night. So sleep is an immediate feedback. The second thing is a lot of times people have had sore joints for years or decades. That can clear in 48 hours.
You get really?
Weird inflammation.
I wonder if this is a result of improvements in enzymatic cascades, because we know that the enzymes in the body are designed to rid us of metabolic waste. I wonder if there's also improvements in, like, the P450 cascade or things like that.
That's a great question. I don't know. I know that you know, neurotransmitter granules probably get better around day 4 or 5. So people's mood just stabilizes a bit around day 4 or 5 if they're taking it properly. But, yeah, I mean, it's possible. I think it's really an apoptosis thing. I think that a lot of the damaged stem cells, be it in your ligaments or your cartilage, they're damaged, so the P53, the watchman of the cell, says we can't divide anymore, and yet they can't they can't get killed either. So this allows, the telomerase activity allows them to go through the final step of apoptosis.
In fact, those stem cells become metabolic waste
That's right. It's like middle management in state government. No offense. You know, they're phoning it in. They're not productive.
Right.
They can't be fired. So this just kind of allows it to be a little creative destruction. So even in the first 40 hours, you can get a little bit of inflammation in the joint. And then people say, man, I didn't notice it, but like, my joint doesn't hurt anymore. So that's really weird. But the other changes are kind of gradual, and they include, you know, your mood, your skin, your fingernails grow faster, libido. Basically, as crazy as it sounds, it just literally is getting younger. So
okay, yeah. The majority of visual problems that occur as we age are due to oxidative stress to the crystalline lens of the eye. It becomes more rigid, it becomes more opaque, and as a result, most people find themselves reaching for reading glasses and a well-lit room. Any indication, because don't forget, this is an avascular environment dependent on the aqueous and vitreous humor to carry nutrition to the lens. Any evidence that TA65 can enhance vision at all, or is that are we stepping too far out now?
Empirically speaking, I've seen that quite a bit. So it's a bimodal thing. You know, if the lens is going to clarify, it usually does that rather quickly in the first few weeks. But by no means is that a common effect like the sleep. But yeah, you can see clarity. You know, the cataracts sometimes can improve. And I'm not saying from an FDA standpoint that this is a treatment for any of this stuff.
Right. We're not saying this is a treatment for anything. Right.
A few remote cases have happened. But then there's also a second thing that can happen. And usually people turn the corner around 4 months. Is that the retina is actually like the pixels in a screen.
Right.
Those can start to improve. So the actual resolution can improve, like a high def.
Interesting.
So I've seen patients with macular degeneration that can, you know, improve somewhat. So.
Okay. We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about, we already talked about timing of dosing. I'd like to talk about dosing for the average person and what the average cost would be on a monthly basis. We're talking with Dr. Ed Park. He's with Recharge Biomedical. You can learn more about them at rechargebiomedical.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0 plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Second hour, we'll have Dr. Michael Smith on. You're going to have to tune in. People need to be aware of the assault by Big Pharma and its enforcing arm, the FDA. Okay. We're talking with Dr. Ed Park about TA65 and the importance of telomerase activation. Dr. Park, there is now a company or two that are actually offering telomerase, the enzyme itself. It's very, very big. I mean, talking about that, saying you take it twice a year, it's $650. It's some sort of oral administration.
Well, that's an easy one to answer, and let me explain why. People ask, why don't you take telomerase? Well, it's an engine that's assembled within the nuclear compartment of each cell, so it can't be absorbed through the intestines, because as you know, the proteins will get broken up into their peptides. So it can't cross intact through your intestines. I guess you could mainline it, but then it couldn't really cross into your cells. And if it crossed into the cells, it couldn't be reassembled in the nucleus. So it really has to be made and assembled in that nucleus for use only with that cell's chromosomes.
Gotcha. And that makes perfect sense. Which leads me to one other question. When taking TA65 at night, this is something I stumbled upon. I had some stomach issues. And Peter Rouse helped me by taking some very, very aggressive probiotic doses. I'm talking about 400, 600 billion active coliforms right before bed, because we know that at night, that's when the stomach kind of prunes its flora in the gut and so on. And so it was working well, but then I started thinking about it, about the acidity, and I started taking it with the Tums, and I noticed that my results was much faster. Does gut acidity affect TA65? Is it something that's best taken when acid is lowest, like when the stomach is empty?
That is a really great question. I mean, I'm just learning. I'm kind of new to this. I'm very biomedicine oriented, so you know much more about this than I. But I will say that, you know, the acidity is a huge issue, and certainly taking something that's alkalinizing can help absorption quite a bit. So I'm just learning a little bit about that. But I think certainly that that makes sense. And I'm a big believer in probiotics, but again, I haven't had time to do my due diligence to that. But we're always living with, you know, billions and trillions of bugs, and you want the good ones in there, not the bad
right,
ones.
Right, so. Right, right. Don't throw the good ones out with the bathwater. Okay, what is the traditional suggested dose of TA65 in order to see its effects?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, back in 2008 and 9, we were taking 100 milligrams of the molecule, which is the equivalent of 12 capsules. But now the company's recommending, TA Sciences recommends 4 a day. But, you know, we've had people with certain severe immune conditions and malignancies go up to 12 and 20. You know, there is, before I even took it, I looked at the animal safety data, and there's just really no toxic dose. You can take as much as you want. A whole bottle can be mainlined into mice pretty much, and when they autopsy them, there's really not any kind of pattern of toxicity. So it's very safe. So it's really how much you can afford. And
I was just
going
to say what you can afford, right?
Yeah, at some point, some people do run into problems, and that's why it's so important to have a clinician that has some experience managing you, because sometimes you can run a little hot, especially in the sleep manifestation. So sometimes it has to be dialed down. Sometimes.
Wait a minute, you said run a little hot. You mean body temperature? It's actually thermogenic?
Well, it is thermogenic. Some people do notice that they're just not cold like they used to be. I've had people tell me that. But what I mean by that is mentally, because what happens when you sleep is that your trajectory out of sleep in terms of your brain healing and copying the cells is so efficient that a lot of people experience compression of their sleep, so the cycles are punctuated by brief awakenings. So every 90 minutes, if the dose is a little high,
we talked about that because we actually did a show yesterday about the effects of sleep on memory consolidation, and we talked about that. Everybody has these micro awakenings as you come up and then go back down again, and we don't notice them because usually you're just turning or something like that. But the reality is what you're saying is that if the dose is too high, these micro awakenings could actually become awakenings.
Well, you know, it's a moving target because it's not just dosage, it's being accustomed to it because you get used to it. But it's just startling at first because it's like a dolphin coming out of the water. You want to go right back down, and you can if you're aware of it. But if you're not aware of it, like sometimes you'll wake up at 3 in the morning after two cycles and be like, oh, it's 8, and it's dark out. Why? So you look at your watch, you say, oh, it's 3, okay, that's two cycles, go right back down. So that's a weird side effect of it. But again, it needs to be managed because people say, well, is this normal? I don't know, because everyone's different to become younger. Some people get, if they're skinny, they get fat. If they're fat, they get skinny.
If you're taking 4 caps a day, how long will a bottle last you?
4 capsules.
What are there, 60 caps?
22 days.
Okay, so that's actually 4 weeks. Okay, so with that being the case, what is the cost of a bottle of TA-65?
It's $600 a bottle. If you buy in bulk, it can get down to $500, and that price is set by the company. They can do a trial bottle for just $219, which has 30 capsules. But for most people, even if they just do a trial bottle of 30, they'll feel something in the sleep. And then,
okay, wait. Yeah. Let me back up again. It's $219 for a bottle, a trial bottle, you said?
Of 30, yeah. That'll
of
last
30
a
caps?
Month.
Okay.
A single dose, that'll last a month.
Okay, yeah. So theoretically, if you just took a single dose, one capsule every day, how many milligrams of TA-65 would that be?
8 times 30, so 240.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so, okay, with that being said, Is TA-65 actually an isolated astragalocyte? Is that what it is?
I am not privy to that, but if you asked me, I would say yes.
Okay.
Based on the literature that's out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with that being said, for those out there who are not able to afford TA-65, but they could afford an astragalus capsule, is there any conversion that you'd have to take, 20 astragalus capsules to equal one TA-65?
But here's the thing. It's just like, again, the Taxol. You don't take, Pacific yew tree bark to treat cancer. You take the one molecule. So it's a totally different thing. I mean, taking astragalus is good, but it's not the same. I mean, I'm told that 4 capsules a day for one person requires 1,000 pounds of root. I mean, you couldn't possibly buy that from your herbalist. It's highly concentrated.
Right, right. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. 4 capsules a day is yielded from 1,000 pounds of astragalus membranaceous root.
Which is why it's so expensive and why there's not a lot of people fighting to be in this space, because there's no money in it, really. But, there's one thing I want to talk about, Carl, with athletic performance.
Please.
Do you have a lot of athletes?
Yeah, we have about 7 minutes left. Yes, please. Yes, we do.
So, I mean, I am not really an athlete, but it's the ones that are, I notice that they're very in tune with their bodies, and they're able to say, okay, well, for example, there's a doctor who's a swimmer in Hawaii, ocean swimmer. So he says, well, he does a certain time in 58 minutes and 35 seconds with a variance of 30 seconds. So like the first week after starting, he cut like 3 or 4 minutes, which I guess for him is a big deal.
Wow.
And so we're starting to see that. I mean, there are many professional athletes who take it in sports, but I think they're on the down low because they don't want to be seen as performance enhancing.
Right.
But that's exactly what it is. And I've had bodybuilders on my webinars. I do webinars, and they're able to exercise and go hard well into their 40s and beyond, and they don't have that hangover, that bounce back, the torn ligaments, the repair. So that's one of the most wonderful side effects. You can exercise really hard, and the joints hold up, and the muscles recover overnight. So it's great.
Yeah.
And that stands to reason, because just like your brain is copying 10,000 brain cells to dream and fix itself and defrag, so your body is trying to repair those torn and, broken ligaments and muscles.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, listen, we're coming to the end of the interview. Let's go ahead and plug your website once again.
Okay.
It is Recharge Biomedical.
Uh-huh.
.com, of course. And people can go there to learn more. Now, you've been quite vocal and really have dotted the landscape with information. I see you've been on a lot of different TV shows and interviewed by some amazing people. What is the response when they – I did not know the price. Okay. And I'm listening to this and I'm like, wow, I'm on this. You know, this is, I'm going to get rid of my astragalus. I'm going to start taking this instead.
Yeah.
But then when you said $600 a bottle, I'm thinking, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, I earn a good living, but I'm not putting children through private school any longer. But $600 a bottle, that's an expensive commitment.
It's not cheap. And the price may go down, it may go up. It just depends on how, you know, the suppliers do their business. But right now, there's only one TA-65, and it's the only game in town. I mean, when I started in 2007, I had to fly out to New York, and it was $25,000 without the three trips out there and staying in the hotel. So it was expensive, but... You know, can you really put a price on your health and longevity? I mean,
I guess, and you guys have a pretty elaborate study done on this stuff, right? I mean, I have a document that I received from Dr. Peter Rouse. It's about 65 pages long, and I only gleaned it. But there's been a lot of research done into TA-65. So it's not one of these things where you're extrapolating from the abstract of some other study and saying, well,
No. I have two small children, so in 2007, I wasn't going to take anything I didn't think was safe. So I totally looked at all the safety data, you know, in terms of the lab.
But I mean more on the way of efficacy. People are willing to risk safety if efficacy is there quite often.
Yeah, the bottom line is you have a functional assay of telomerase activity, and you put anything in there, I don't care what it is, Tabasco or, you know, Tylenol. You can see if the telomerase activity goes up, and the bottom line is it does when you take this molecule. So everything you extrapolate from that, if you're Aubrey de Grey or if you're a drug company, it's up to you to really look and do your due diligence. But if you accept that one premise, everything else flows from it. That telomerase activity is a good thing, and why wouldn't it work, you know?
There is a drug in Asia that's available for oral delivery that's not available here in the United States, but it is available for topical use. And I can't think of the name of it. Dr. Michael Smith's the one who taught me about it. We'll probably ask him during the second half of the show. And I don't know if you're familiar with what I'm talking about, the one that I spoke earlier that they have given to AIDS patients, but it increases telomerase activity in the body dramatically.
Well, again, you know, the problem with transdermal administration is that the stratum corneum or the skin cells are really hard to penetrate.
Well, no. I'm not suggesting
yeah.
that it's being used in cosmetics to have an effect on the skin, but not systemically. But if that was ever available here in the United States orally, that would also be available. What happens when other – I guess what I'm saying is when other companies start getting wise to this and start coming out with telomerase activators, will TA-65, since it was the first one out there, start to become more affordable?
It's a great question. Too many moving parts. I have no idea. All I can say is that when you look at the gene chip studies, TA-65, the first one – or not the first, but this one is so specific that it translates into safety, in my opinion. So I wouldn't want to mess with the other ones, you know.
Yeah, because they're actually the telomerase activation is a byproduct. It's not the primary goal of one of those drugs, and so
they
that
have
means
a lot of other things that they turn on and off.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, exactly. And you don't want to do that. Hey, listen, Dr. Park, I want to thank you so much for being on Superhuman Radio today.
Oh, thank you, Carl. Enjoyed it.
Take care.
Okay, take care.
All right, so when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Michael Smith on, and we'll be talking about the assault on vitamins and nutraceuticals. Hey, you know what? Trust me, the pharmaceutical industry is probably looking at things like TA-65. They would like nothing more to get TA-65 off the market and then make it something that your doctor has to prescribe and your insurance company pays for. You don't want that. Even though you may think it's too expensive, at least you have the right to make that decision today. We're going to be talking more about this in just a minute. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series Power Blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Your back's against the wall. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. He's a fan favorite. In fact, if I ever thought about taking a long period off, I would have Dr. Michael Smith host this show for me. How you doing, Michael?
Who says I want to do that?
Oh, Michael.
I'm just teasing. I would love to.
I know. I'm sure you could find a lot of good things to talk about, too. So.
I could. That's good. We get along great. I always love coming on your show. You know that.
You know, first half of the show, and you probably won't know this because you probably would never have time to listen to an entire show as busy as you are. We just had Dr. Ed Park on talking about TA65, this telomerase activator.
Yeah.
I recall that you and I talked not too long ago. He was not aware of the research out of Asia with a telomerase activating drug that wasn't really designed for telomerase activation. It was a byproduct of it that was given to AIDS patients and help with their immune response to AIDS. Do you remember talking about that on my show?
Yeah, and of course I went just blank on the drug. We did introduce that. It was one of those.
I've been using it in my skin cream. I bought some of that skin cream.
Which one was it? Remind me real quick, Carl.
I can't think of the name of it, but
you put me on the spot.
It's okay. I'm not expecting you to remember, but I'm saying.
Yeah, it's we have it in one of our skincare products, and I'll remember it
during the break or something. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'll remember it. But yeah, so he wasn't aware of that, huh?
No, he wasn't. But more importantly, what I said going into the break was, you know, the FDA, Big Pharma, they want to really get a foothold in the supplement industry. They'd like nothing more than to be able to take all of these things away from us if they could. And make us go to a doctor to get prescriptions for this sort of stuff, if we could even get it, because they may not even approve a lot of these things, and we have to maintain our freedom. to right, access absolutely. Supplements and vitamins. But it's under assault. Have you seen some of the news reports lately?
No, I got to tell you, a new role that I play here at Life Extension is I do a lot of the trafficking on social media outlets and just kind of generating some ideas for us on our educational courses that we do. And I'm getting really frustrated, Carl. Every time I turn around, there's some really bad media outlet talking about the dangers of supplements, the dangers of antioxidants. And what do you think, Carl, that this is all just coincidence, that it comes at a time when we have the new NDI coming out?
No, we actually talked about this.
I got to tell you, it has to be coordinated.
You said it was coming. You said that there's going to be a lot of assaults on the vitamin industry now. Because they want, look, the average American, which is the same average American who is leading the obesity march, doesn't take vitamins, doesn't believe in them. It's so sorry for them. But they don't care if we lose them. They say, oh, big deal, I don't take them anyway. And those are the ones that are looking at the news and going, boy, I'm glad I never took vitamins. Look at that. See, I told you they're no good for you.
Yeah, there you go. I know. And it's so frustrating. And, we did predict it. And I think unfortunately, it's just going to get worse, and that's why when some really bad studies come out, like what we've had in the past couple of weeks, we had the vitamin E study with prostate cancer, we had the horribly flawed study on discrediting multivitamins, basically, and just the horrible conclusions
And you know what I find interesting? That study, that recent one that was done with women in their 70s with a variety of six different vitamins that they looked at. Interestingly enough, the mortality rate was 2.4% higher in the ones that 2.4%. I've heard that research papers have an average margin of error of 5%.
Yeah, and they were talking as if these were statistically significant findings.
Yes, like 50%, 20%, even 10 to 15%.
Yeah.
But
again, see, they were playing around. I would love to. There's actually six major points that I would like to talk with your listeners about why this study is really bad. And this is one of them. Actually, I'm sorry, this is not one of the six, but since you're bringing it up, let me just explain the reason that they could promote this and draw some conclusions as if it was statistically significant. This was not an outcomes type study. This was a population study. This is a survey study, and the only thing that survey studies are supposed to do, Carl, is generate a hypothesis. And so what they did is they stepped out of that hypothesis generating type of conclusion, and they talked a little bit more about the statistics, because in a sense those statistics even though when you look at it was less than 5%, because this wasn't a statistical test, they were able to talk about the numbers a little bit more confidently. Because no one's going to say to them, well, your statistics are wrong. It wasn't even a statistical study.
But the reality is that the gravity of the results is supposed to be taken lighter because it is a survey study, and it's supposed to just hypothesize.
Yes.
So basically,
that's all it's supposed to do. That's a big thing for everybody to understand is that this was they drew their conclusions.
And I can tell you something else about surveys.
Yeah.
Because I used to do surveys for previous companies that I was involved with. And the way you word a survey will give you the answer you're looking for.
Yeah, but that's not, the thing is, if you're really a true scientist, right, and you really want to promote scientific findings, you have to keep each study within its realm of truth. And survey study, population studies, don't get me wrong, I don't want people to think that I'm against those, because we're not. We use them too, but we put them in their appropriate place. They are only to generate questions, in a sense. They're supposed to generate a hypothesis for more detailed, rigorous clinical analysis. This was not a clinical analysis. It wasn't even set up that way. Yet, when you read the conclusion, they basically say, and a matter of fact, I have the direct quote here on my pager somewhere, and I'll find it for you. But they basically said, I'm paraphrasing, that they believe that the data they've collected shows that nutritional supplements are basically no good and cause harm. And that's a statistical conclusion, yet it's a survey study.
Right.
You see the problem there?
Right.
You can't do that. They're breaking basic scientific method laws. I mean,
right.
You can't do that.
Right. Right.
And it's very frustrating. Let's go, if you don't mind,
please.
I'd like to spend some time here because I want to cover six major flaws in this study. And I think it's important that we do this, Carl, and I'm glad you have me on the show because there's a lot of people out there that are not as savvy and not as educated as your listeners. So I really think that if we can educate your listeners, who are a great group of people, right?
Right.
If we can educate them on these six talking points, they then can educate their friends and stuff who only look at CNN headlines.
Right, exactly.
And so if you get it, you don't understand science, the science scares you, you see a CNN headline that talks about that, you know, supplements could actually be bad for you, stop taking them, of course you believe. I mean, you don't have that educational background
and you don't have the time to do the research, so you just make a decision, boom, and you're done.
Yeah, we make a lot of half decisions in this world because we're so bombarded with information, and it is hard. Let's be honest, Carl. It's hard to know often who to believe, but I promise you, when it comes to these types of studies, when you see these sensational headlines, that right there is a red flag because science is not sensational.
Well, interestingly enough, if you notice, the beginning of that week, there were several news reports about not only that, but about the effects of selenium and vitamin C on prostate cancer was a bust. And then it got silence. And you know what that was from, in my humble opinion?
Well,
there was a backlash. There was a backlash of educated people who didn't buy it because they've been taking vitamins and supplements and they see the results themselves. And there was actually an outcry of people saying, I'm calling BS.
Yeah.
And so they backed off a little bit.
I guess. But the problem is, of course, this study was picked up by the American Medical Association in the Archives of Internal Medicine.
Well, we know. We did a show on the AMA. The AMA
No, but wait. I agree with you, Carl. But the average person out there, I got to tell you, my dad believes all this junk coming out of these associations. So, again, it goes to, you know, who's the average person watching the CNN headlines? They believe in the AMA. They, you know, the Archives of Internal Medicine is a very good peer-reviewed journal. I think I haven't liked them over the past few years, but I'm sorry. That's what CNN plasters on their headlines.
Right.
Supplements are bad. My dad sees American Medical Association. Of course, you got him.
It's
got
to be the truth.
He believes it, yeah. And so this is what I want to do.
Here's what we got to do. We got to take a break first.
All right,
then we can come back and we can hit the top, the six points that you want to cover.
Yes, I want your listeners to be able to teach people this.
Yes, so sit tight. Get your pens and papers during the break so you can take notes. We're talking with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation. If you are not already receiving a copy of Life Extension Magazine, go to superhumanradio.com. Bottom right-hand side, click the Life Extension Magazine banner and get your free six-month subscription today. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5333.
1-800-283-8585 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product, bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Did you get your pen and paper? Because we have a war here, folks, and I'm not kidding around. Big Pharma and the FDA want to take your rights to accessing supplements away. We already have regulations that govern supplements called DSHEA. We don't need anything more. Okay.
This is not coincidence that all this is happening at the same time.
No. Okay, so Dr. Smith, give us the 6 points. I'm ready to write.
All right, good. First thing. Now, the authors make the claim that certain supplements increase mortality. However, the authors, this is number one point, the authors did not confirm through blood testing, for instance, if the study participants were actually using the supplements. Now, you have to consider that this is very important, because if you're going to blame something for an outcome, you need to be able to show the validity of your research, that that outcome is based on true use of that drug or supplement.
Right, not just coincidental.
Yeah, and they did not do that. Now, consider this. The authors believe that iron, for instance, played a major role maybe in the increased mortality, yet they never once checked one person's iron blood levels to see if there was really an increase in iron blood levels in that supplement user group. That would have been the appropriate thing to do when you find that type of finding. They completely ignored checking blood levels, but they went with the conclusion that iron increased mortality. You follow that?
Yeah.
Also understand, too, that they didn't really distinguish between the groups enough in the sense that it turns out that many of the women who were taking the iron in the supplement group, they had a prescription from their doctor at high doses. This wasn't iron found in supplements.
This wasn't something off the over the counter. This was
they actually were given prescription iron for different reasons, and we know that when you give prescription iron, it is associated with a lot of things if you don't follow iron blood levels. So they did not confirm if the women were taking the supplements, and they didn't just double check on something like iron blood levels, which is not hard to do when they found that that increased mortality. So right there, that's number one. They didn't confirm anything. You follow that?
Gotcha.
That's number one.
That's like, if you were trying to prove that a supplement worked, and you took this same approach, it would be discarded as inappropriate.
You'd be laughed at.
Right. Right.
You would be laughed at. So there was no confirmation that they were actually taking the supplements. And we know, and also remember too, when they did these surveys, they only asked three times. They asked, I can't remember the exact years, but in what, 8 or 9 years of this population study, or a little bit longer than that, they only asked three times whether they were taking supplements. I can't even remember if I took everything this morning, Carl. So we know right there that surveys are notoriously unreliable.
Well, not only that, but you know what? And the way the question is posed, makes a difference too. I would like to see the survey.
But yeah, okay. You can. I think that you can get that full survey. But let's stick to the points here. Number one.
Go ahead.
They didn't confirm anything.
Okay.
That's number one. Okay.
Number two.
The study attempted to compare two different groups, right? Those that were supplement users, right? And those that were not supplement users. However, there were so many other differences between the two groups that really drawing any conclusion is completely absurd. You have to understand that they basically compared two groups that were not exactly the same. They had too many differences. This is known in statistics. This is a true statistical phrase. It's called study heterogeneity. It's heterogeneous. It means that you're comparing truly apples to oranges. And you cannot call or come to any conclusions when you have two massively different groups. And with that type of study design, so the two groups were too different. They didn't hold constant enough variables.
Okay,
does that make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense. Because
number two, that was number two.
Okay, so good. Next.
All right, number three. We already talked about this, and this is important. They used questionnaires. Period. That right there. If anybody knows about science, the minute I just said that, they're going to laugh right there. Questionnaires are unreliable, period. You can't really rely on them to collect anything, especially when you then try to use those questionnaires to do what? Draw statistical conclusions.
Okay, that's one that I didn't know. So why won't a questionnaire work? First of all, are these self-executed questionnaires, or they have somebody asking the questions?
No, they're mailed out.
Okay.
They fill them out and then they mail them back in, which is the worst type of questionnaire, by the way.
Yeah, because I can tell you, being in the radio business, those statistics are so flawed that that Arbitron had to go to people meters because those statistics meant nothing.
And it goes back to that first point that they didn't confirm anything. It's a very simple thing to do. If you're going to base a statistical conclusion, which they did, right? They made it sound like that there was this huge mortality difference, correct?
Right.
Which there really isn't. If you're going to do that off a questionnaire, you at least have to go back to point number one and do what? Confirm. You have to have a better way. You can't draw your conclusions yet. You need to extend the study. You need to switch from a survey study to an actual, like, blood testing study,
right,
where you're looking at blood levels of iron, for instance, the one that they think is the culprit. They didn't do any of that. They drew their conclusion based off a questionnaire, and they did not confirm a thing. And right there, it's over with. Game over.
But maybe I don't know if I missed something, and my brain was parked at the time you said it. But the flaw in questionnaires is what? That people don't answer honestly, or?
Oh yeah, all kinds. People don't remember. It's not that people are being dishonest. Well, sometimes they are, right? But it's not really that. It's just that people cannot remember. People cannot recall what they did. And when you're looking at many years of supplement users, and you only ask them at three points, like separated by about 5 or 6 years, and you're asking them how their supplement intake was over the past 5 years, I mean, come on. I barely remember what I did last week, Carl. I'm not kidding you. So it's not that people are – and some people are dishonest, but it's more – it's just you're asking people to remember, to recall what their lifestyle was, what their behavior was over an extended period of time. Would you trust that? And here's the thing. It's not to say that questionnaires are wrong. They're a decent way to gather information, but to generate a hypothesis, not to generate a statistical conclusion, which is what they did in the study.
Right.
You follow that?
Right. I got
okay.
it. Okay.
So we got did not confirm. You have these two really different groups.
Yeah.
They use questionnaires. There's your first three.
Heterogeneity. Okay.
Yeah.
And they use questionnaires. That's the first three. Okay.
So now we're going to go to the fourth one. In the study, this is number four.
Okay.
The supplement use group, they were not correlated to baseline pre-existing diseases.
So they were not corrected.
They were not
corrected.
Checked for heart disease,
cancer. Right. Right.
Anything like that. So basically, you don't really know. I mean, for all we know, maybe the supplement user group was sick.
Right. Or is exactly. It could be that the supplement user group was exactly the same as the rest of the population.
Yep.
If you're not correcting for these things.
And here's the thing, too. Understand that. Now, and this is going to be hard, I think, for us to understand, Carl, and this may be hard for your listeners to relate to this because we're proactive about our health. I'm doing supplements to prevent things, and so are you, and we're building muscle. We're a different mindset, okay? You have to understand that.
Right.
The average person, guess when they start taking supplements? When they're sick and the drugs don't work.
Yeah.
So you have a group of supplement users that most likely, if you look at the average person out there, is taking supplements because they already have something, yet they did not correlate that at the beginning of the study. That's a big one, isn't it?
Yes.
That's number four. Everybody got that down?
Yes.
Think you're, okay, we're ready? Number five. Are you writing this down too?
I am. Yes, yes, I am.
Number five. The authors did not appropriately follow the study participants closely enough to make any sort of conclusion, okay? So it's not only that they didn't confirm. They literally only collected the data at 3 points throughout the length of the study. And for you to statistically draw a conclusion, that's not valid. That no statistician would let you do that, okay?
Right.
The authors even admit, here, you ready for this? This is a direct quote from the study. You ready for this?
Yes.
The authors even admit, quote, "We did not have data regarding nutritional status or detailed information of the supplement user group," end quote.
So basically,
what are they basically
saying,
telling you?
Saying that we didn't have any other information other than whether or not they took supplements.
Yeah, based on a questionnaire that they only checked 3 times.
Right.
You see, do you, I mean, right, I mean, am I, is this
the,
supplement,
supplement group, the supplement group could have had the highest degree of cigarette smokers in it, for all we
you
know.
You don't know, yeah, none of that stuff was correlated. And I just, and it gets, I don't know, Carl, I still have one more point, but I just want to stop for a moment and let your listeners know that as a medical doctor, and I'm not a statistician, we have people that do that for us. I mean, that's why whenever you do a good study, whether it's a population study, whether it's clinical research, whatever it is, you hire a group of statisticians that can that make sure you don't make these kind of mistakes. Where were these people in this study? I mean, any statistician, any person that understands clinical population study statistics knows that what they're doing is completely wrong. Yet where were these people? I guarantee if Life Extension tried doing this, we would be nailed.
Right.
There's no way we could get away with this. How did they get away with this, Carl? It's frustrating to
you
me.
You know what's equally frustrating to me? And I'm not a big Dr. Oz fan, but the FDA came out against Dr. Oz's type of analysis that he did of arsenic in apple juice.
Yeah.
But why isn't the FDA coming out against this group's analysis?
Well, we know why, because they want control over this industry.
Right.
It's not a coincidence.
Right.
So that's okay. So that's five things. You got those five down?
Yes, I got those.
Let's go to the sixth thing. This is another mind blow. Just blows my mind. I almost become speechless. Okay, and that's so. Understand that I'm frustrated when I tell you this, Carl. About double the number. This is number six. About double the number of supplement users. They took non-bioidentical synthetic hormones versus non-supplement users. That was one thing, because part of this, this was the Iowa Women's Health Study.
Right.
And one of the things they were actually looking at specifically was hormone use. So this is one area that they actually have data. They didn't have data on heart disease, they didn't have all that, but they did have data on hormone use, because that was one of the purposes of
the study, right.
Yeah, so they actually have that information. What they found was that about double the number of the supplement users took things like Provera and Premarin.
Premarin, right.
Which is
synthetic.
We know right. are horrible
they
for
cause,
you.
They cause hepatic stress, they're synthetic, there's all sorts of things wrong with them.
Yeah, so the fact that you have, it is kind of funny almost, isn't it?
In fact, it could be said that, I mean, the way they extrapolated, I could extrapolate and say it could be said that supplements do not protect you when you're using synthetic hormones.
Because
synthetic hormones will kill you faster.
Yeah, and so I totally agree with you. And so the fact that the group using the supplements took these dangerous hormones at double the rate, it just adds to the discrepancy between the two groups, doesn't it?
Yes.
You don't really know what you're comparing now.
So non-supplementing group did not take these hormones at that rate.
No, the supplement user group was almost double the rate of the non-supplement user
group.
There's the
culprit.
There you go.
There's the culprit right there.
Yeah, there you go. So here we have, let's just review. They didn't confirm anything, especially when they had a chance to look at iron levels. And if you're going to implicate a drug or a supplement, you should look at levels and stuff like that. And that's an iron blood test, Carl, is pretty darn cheap and easy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Number one, so they didn't confirm anything. Number two, the two groups are totally different. Number three, they used questionnaires. Number four, they did not check for pre-existing heart disease, cancer, stuff like that. Number five, they didn't follow these people close enough. They only used 3 data points to do the surveys throughout a very long period of time. Number six, the supplement user group were taking a bunch of dangerous hormones.
that we now, know that we know have all sorts of problems.
Yeah. So if your listeners can take those 6 points, and I think those are good solid 6 points that I think that your educated listeners can use now as talking points to educate their family and friends about this, because I got to tell you, the average person out there
they're in the dark.
Headlines get them. Yeah. The headlines get them. Those sensational, crazy supplements kill you. By the way, that was on I just forgot the name of the magazine, Carl. I'll remember it. But one of the magazines had literally your supplements could be killing you. That was the headline.
Yeah. Well, that's why, and that gets people to buy things. That's what Dr. Oz resorts to, that sort of stuff, in order to get people to tune in. Those same types of sensational approaches.
Do we have to take a break?
Say one more thing and then we'll take a break.
Okay, here's what I also want you to know, that the when they were collecting data towards the end of this study, and this I guess kind of goes on maybe with point number six, they actually showed that initially women taking vitamin C, D, E, and calcium had significantly lower risk of mortality. However, what they did when they finally came to their ultimate conclusion, they combined that iron and copper data. They were also looking at iron and copper, which we know those are metals, by the way. And if you do a lot of iron and copper, you are going to have problems. Does that surprise you, Carl?
No, not at all.
No, not at all. So they added, they took this group that looked like they were doing pretty good with vitamin C, D, and E, and calcium. They combined them with these other people doing iron and copper, in which, by the way, the people doing iron, it came from a prescription from their doctor, not a supplement. They combined all that data, and then they showed that slight increased risk of mortality. They basically took out the decreased risk of mortality with that vitamin group.
But didn't they say that calcium was good to continue taking in that?
Yeah, they did. At the very end, they said, oh, by the way, it looks like calcium's okay. But they didn't mention C,
and in my
E,
opinion,
which also was shown to be okay.
In my opinion, calcium calcium is dangerous to prescribe unless you know how much calcium a person is getting in their diet. Okay,
absolutely.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up with more of Dr. Michael Smith. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. You're being educated. We'll be right back. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to try them today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation today. We're getting educated. The education process is a very, very important process, because if you don't know these things, you can't convey these messages to the neophytes out there who are believing that vitamins and supplements are killing people. The most, you want to know what's killing people? Prescription drugs. 83,000 people a year die from following their doctor's prescriptions.
Yeah, it's terrible. I did make a mistake. This study was actually 19 years. I think I said 9 years. It was 19 years. So that's even worse, right? So they only checked 3 data points with the questionnaires in 19 years.
It's ridiculous.
That's where questionnaires are wrong. You know what? Let me also bring this up. Hasn't multivitamins really changed over the 19 years big time too? I mean, think about what the word multivitamin has come to mean now versus 19 years ago. If you're going to say supplement use had an impact in mortality and you're looking back 19 years, 19 years ago, a lot of the supplements were loaded with iron and copper. And we've learned that that's not good. I mean, and so what over 19 years, I mean, things like, what is a high quality multivitamin? Well, what type of ingredients, what type of incipients were used? I mean, these are all questions that are really hard to answer when you have a 19 year time period.
Yeah, a lot can happen in 19 years.
It can. Another thing is, now those are the 6 main points, and those I think are the clearest, probably the most straightforward points for anybody to learn and kind of educate other people. There's a lot of other statistical problems with this study, and I'd like to cover just a couple of them.
Please, real
quick with you, Carl.
Please.
The first thing is we know that if you just take the average supplement user out there, and we've done, our marketing team does this kind of stuff, and I don't know if you're aware of this, Carl. People do take probably way too much vitamin A, specifically preformed vitamin A, synthetic vitamin A.
Well, we've gotten into this with some other people too. What is too much?
Well, it depends on what you're trying to do. If you have macular degeneration, 25,000 to even 5,000 IUs for maybe 6 months to a year to kind of slow down the progression, I think
okay.
is perfectly fine. But I do think on a daily basis for many, many years, 25,000 units, most people don't need
that. But here's what I do personally. See, I got into this with the I can't think of the doctor's name right now, but he's with the Vitamin D Council. Wonderful guy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
I do. You're asking me all these questions.
I'm sorry. But you know what? I believe in vitamin A for one reason and one reason only.
Yeah.
Everybody's going out and getting stem cell therapy. Well, you know what they use to activate stem cells in a petri dish? Vitamin A. And
no,
so
listen.
It's like, so I take, here's what I do. I take 10,000 IUs of vitamin A every other day, preformed vitamin A.
Yeah.
But I take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D every day. So that
you said vitamin D.
No, I take 10,000 IUs of vitamin A every other day.
Every other day, okay.
And I take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D3 every day.
Yeah, so here's the thing, and we know that we are beginning to understand that there is a nice balance between A and D.
Right.
And if you look at the average person out there, they're doing around 25,000 units of A, preformed A, and they're only doing about 400 units of D.
Yeah.
So there's a discrepancy right there that might also play into some mortality issues, not just the metals like iron and copper. Okay.
Right.
Now the other point I want to and I already stated this, and I want to restate this because I do think this is really important. Based on some life extension surveys, and yes, we do surveys too, but we don't draw statistical conclusions from them.
Right.
We did some surveys, and what we did find, this was a couple years ago, very clear: the average supplement user is a supplement user because they are sick.
Yeah.
The average supplement user in this country is not doing it to prevent things. They're not doing it to optimize health. We tend to think that because we have many members throughout the world at Life Extension.
Right.
Maybe you kind of you probably have a probably think that too, Carl. I mean, you got some of the greatest listeners out there. The average person is not doing that. The average person starts taking high dose vitamin A when they can't see anymore.
Right.
The average person starts doing calcium and vitamin D when they just fractured a hip.
Right.
So I don't think that can be underplayed. I think you really have to take that into account that you're dealing, I think, and this is going to sound weird, but you're dealing with in the general population, if you take out the supplement users, you're actually dealing with more sick people.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know
and
what?
That's something it's they too, didn't bring and it's out.
Too, and, that's, and it's too late to be taking supplements at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah. I mean, come on. If you have stage 4 heart failure, Carl, I don't care what high-dose Crestor you give to somebody. It ain't going to work.
Right, right.
I don't care how much did you give them. It isn't going to work.
Right.
I mean, so we give the drugs a pass on those kind of sick people, but we don't give the supplements a pass.
Yeah, that's really amazing.
This is frustrating. Can you tell my voice? I'm frustrated.
Yeah, no, it's frustrating to me, too, because I feel like I have a fear that with enough uninformed people out there that the FDA could actually pull off what they're trying to pull off here.
Yeah, because what they're doing now is they are gaining, and I hate to say it, public favor here, right? The average person out there, like my dad, I use my dad for instance. I mean, he reads this stuff, and this is what he believes. So they're gaining the trust of the public. They're showing how dangerous these things are. We need to regulate them. Come on, if you don't think this is all coincidence, if you think this is coincidence that the NDI is coming out and all of these studies are coming out at the same time, you're nuts.
It's no more the coincidence that the movie Contagion came out, and shortly thereafter, we're barraged with all of these different vaccine ads and stories about vaccine.
Right.
You know what's really interesting too, by the way. The government agency that is the one that was tasked with determining whether or not women should get a pap smear every so often and men should get prostate exams every so often, when they were asked if they should just turn to the the human papilloma virus scan, because let's face it, if you listen to the ads for Gardasil, everybody who gets HPV gets cervical cancer. Well, they asked and they said, why don't you just do the human papilloma virus scan as an indication, an early warning sign for cervical cancer?
Right, right.
Their reply was basically, it's unreliable because many women have HPV, but it never turns into cancer.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute.
Yeah,
are you telling me that this is the same government agency that's out there telling people that they have to get the vaccine, and now they're saying they have no confidence that the vaccine leads to the virus leads to cancer?
Yeah. No. Yeah. And a very small percent actually develop cervical cancer.
Yeah.
It goes back. Listen. If you got a great product and your product solves a definite problem, man, I'm all for development of a drug, a supplement, I'm all for capitalism in that regard. If you're solving a problem and it's an honest approach to solving a problem, man, I'm all for it. Go for it, right?
Right.
But what's happening is the drug companies are creating problems. They're lowering and lowering the number for fasting blood sugar, so all of us someday are going to have diabetes.
Oh, they're lowering and lowering the number for blood pressure, so everybody's already blood. Yeah.
It's all going to change. And there's no good hardcore. So what they're doing is you're creating problems to solve, in a sense, aren't you? You're creating your own market, in a sense.
Right.
And it's just, I don't know how they're getting away with this. I do know. They're billion-dollar companies, and they have a lot of money,
and they have the FDA in their pocket. The FDA will let them do anything that they want because the FDA is just chomping at the bit for the opportunity to jump the fence and join them and go to work with them.
Listen, can we switch to there's another study out there I want to talk
about. Yeah, please. Well, can we do it in just a few minutes? Because then when I want to come back, I want to talk about your upcoming webinar.
Yeah, because this one Life Extension talked about this, and if they go to our website, lifeextension.com or lef.org, and type in vitamin E and prostate cancer and search that, they'll see we talked about this. This was a study that showed that now the headlines read, vitamin E increases prostate cancer risk. Now, that's
it's kind of a half truth. What's really true is that synthetic alpha tocopherol, when taken by itself, increases prostate cancer risk. Guess what year that Life Extension actually said that? We actually agree with this, and guess what year we said that? 1997. Life Extension did a report showing that synthetic alpha tocopherol might be a problem, because what it does is it deactivates the gamma tocopherol.
Isn't that the DL form?
Yes.
Yes.
So
anytime you see the L, throw it away, they say.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so, once again, if you want to show that a supplement doesn't work or even is dangerous, use a form that you already know is dangerous. Now, again, the reason I want to bring this up is alpha tocopherol, even synthetic alpha tocopherol, in and of itself is not dangerous. But at the higher doses, when you're not doing a nice mix of vitamin E, if you look at how nature provides vitamin A in food sources, it's a mix of tocopherols and tocotrienols, or tocotrienols, however
right.
you want to say it. And that's really how we believe we should be taking more and more
yes.
Of the vitamin
E. And you know what's interesting about that? The tocotrienols have a more profound effect, benefit, than the tocopherols. But the tocopherols are all that
I
was
agree
studied.
With that. I think you're onto something there, Carl. But we started in 1997. You guys can go to our website. We talked about this. We predicted that there was going to be a problem because synthetic alpha tocopherol, guess what? It's cheap. So it's cheap to put it into these types of CVS or Walgreens-type convenience store multivitamins, and we thought that was going to be a problem way back in 1997. You want to take a nice balanced mix of vitamin E.
Right.
You don't need to overdo it.
Actually, a true vitamin E from nature has four different tocopherols and four
right.
different tocotrienols. There's eight forms of vitamin E, but we only get one of them if you take the average vitamin.
Right, and we've shown that the alpha tocopherol shuts down certain anti-inflammatory pathways. It increases the arachidonic acid.
It also interferes. It also it's also a highly depleted when has a link to the depletion. I'm sorry, it's required and has a depletion effect on CoQ10 in the heart.
Right. So we know that study after study has shown, we actually have a report there on our website with about five references showing that a balanced vitamin E approach is strongly associated with reduced cancer risk.
Right.
Not when you do just one of them, and that's, of course, what this study did. This study is nothing new, in case your readers come across it. It's actually old data just being thrown out there again by the media.
When we come back, I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about your upcoming webinar, and I just want to touch on two questions about astragalus when we come back, okay?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Michael Smith. If you're not already getting a copy of Life Extension Magazine, it's not my fault, because I want to give you a free six-month subscription. Go to superhumanradio.com, bottom right-hand side, look for the Life Extension Magazine banner ad. You can click it and do it online, or you can call the toll-free number and do it by phone. Don't wait another minute.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E-R.com. Melatonin is the best sleep aid
made in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you've never attended one of the Life Extension webinars, you're really missing out on an amazing forum that is designed to do nothing more than to share information. And Dr. Michael Smith is an amazing teacher. He answers questions, makes things easy to understand. Anybody can learn at one of the webinars. And you have one that's pretty exciting coming up, don't you?
I do. I'm actually, this one is, I think, really important. You know, this is Breast Cancer a Month, and so we wanted to do something along those lines. So, I spent the past month, we have a couple of naturopathic oncologists here at Life Extension, and we have been just going through all kinds of massive amounts of research, and we really just wanted to lay the facts down about soy and breast health, vitamin E, green tea. We wanted just to lay it out there and let people make decisions for themselves. I'm going to start off the webinar talking about a very common over-the-counter drug that significantly slashes the risk and increases survival in breast cancer.
Really?
You may know what it is, but don't say it. Don't say it.
No, I wouldn't do that. I won't steal your thunder. Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? And people may already know a little bit about it, but I'm actually going to show them the real data. And, you know, maybe something just in your own cupboard can significantly play a role. I'm going to talk about soy. You know, soy is a controversy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what do you think about soy?
I don't like soy, and I'll tell you why. The soy industry plays it both ways. They claim that it has estrogenic effects that are beneficial, and then when you point out that estrogen has relationships to diseases, they go, oh, well, the effects aren't really that big. I don't think that I personally don't want a food that has estrogenic compounds in it.
Well,
I don't want BPA, and I don't want soy.
And here's the thing. The problem is, you're right, it's the processed soy product, but there are some good soy proteins.
Yes, there's good soy proteins. Fermented soys, like they eat in Asia, are good.
Right. The genistein, for instance, which is a very important soy protein that we did a survey search on PubMed for and found some really fascinating information, a lot of it coming out of Japan and China and stuff. And I'm going to present some really compelling evidence that at least genistein is something that women with breast cancer might want to consider taking. Let me just give you one statistic. Women had a 32% decreased risk of breast cancer when they had the highest levels of genistein in their blood.
Well, but you know, and this is something else that I'm going to go on the record as saying, and I know that a lot of people are going to say I'm a kook, especially oncologists out there are going to say, well,
I think you're a kook anyways, but
okay, perfect. So then I'm not going to lose anything with you.
No, you're not.
You know, estradiol has a profound anti-inflammatory effect that I've talked about on the show numerous times through the activation of something called fibroblast activation factor. Every cell has a FAF receptor, and it's a profound anti-inflammatory effect, and we know that cancers
are inflammatory related. So it doesn't make sense to me that cancers thrive when estrogen is present, unless it's other forms of estrogen, like estriol and estrone. So it makes
and
sense.
I'm gonna address that. In later on in the webinar, I'm going to talk about how to better metabolize estrogen.
Yes, it makes perfect sense. Don't throw all of them out. Just maybe one or two.
Absolutely not. So we're going to – so there's a little bit about soy. We're going to talk about ways to metabolize estrogen better. Listen, vitamin D, come on. I mean, I can't believe that doctors are still saying it's okay to have a blood level of 25 nanograms per mil.
You know what I think is even more despicable? That organizations like the Susan G. Komen for the Cure aren't getting behind this sort of stuff. They're behind chemotherapy, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's very clear. According to a review of observational studies, and I'm going to go through the details in the webinar, we have found that a level of vitamin D of 47 nanograms per mil is associated with a 50% lower risk of breast cancer, period.
Well, it's associated with all cancers. Look at the research that was done by Wake Forest that pointed to vitamin D in cancer. Shows that high vitamin D levels mitigate cancers.
And they're still, you know, most of my doctor friends will still like you at 25. If you go above that, they think you're crazy. Hey, I'm going to talk also about animal protein. You know, we know that animal protein is not good for prostate cancer. It's just as bad for breast cancer. I'm going to show some statistics there. Then I'm going to also, at the end of this, sometimes it is necessary to go to surgery.
But you see, okay, wait a minute. You said animal protein, right?
Yeah.
But this is the problem with that, in my humble opinion. And I hope that in a future webinar, you take this into account.
Okay.
Most animal proteins are pro-inflammatory because the animals are raised on unnatural diets.
Yeah. And I actually have a
grass-fed. Good. Because so grass-fed.
Hold on, Carl.
Thank you.
I actually do a comparison of grass-fed versus grain-fed.
God bless you, Dr. Smith.
It's totally different.
Yes.
The statistics that I'm going to show you, the increased risk of estrogen receptor positive breast cancer comes from grain-fed beef, not grass-fed. So I'm going to cover that. Don't worry. I got you covered, Carl.
Okay.
I promise you.
Okay.
Now, listen, I'm also – sometimes women have to go to surgery. That's just the way it is. We're not – you know, it's a necessary thing.
Yeah, it's a rescue.
It is. But there's problems with it. You know, we know that if you go to cancer surgery, breast cancer surgery, there's an increased risk of metastasis. The cancer cells kind of become are able to adhere better, and your immune system is just shot when you go through cancer. So if you have to go through cancer, I'm going to tell you two nutrients you have to take, and you'll be protected from those dangers of cancer surgery. And then at the end of this, I'm going to build a breast health support regimen for women who have breast cancer and women who are just looking to prevent it. It's going to be great.
Okay. All right. Last thing, I have a couple questions for you real quick. You've done research on astragalus. We've talked about astragalus on the show before.
Yep.
And we recently talked about the fact that it's not just the astragalicides that seem to have a telomerase activating effect, but also, I want to say, the glucosides
the glucopolysaccharides.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And obviously, the more we look, the more we find out that there is going to be other things that are beneficial about astragalus membranaceous. Okay, so with that being said, what is the significant dose to take of astragalus to affect telomerase activation?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think let me first let you know, the andrographolides, I'm not saying those aren't important, right? You understand
Right.
Those are important. There's just other chemical compounds in there. Okay,
right.
If you're going to do, you want to make sure your astragalus is at least 5% standardized to andrographolides. Now, we still use the andrographolides because that's how we know how to manufacture based on those.
Right.
So that's the standardization. You want 5%, probably 250 milligrams of a 5% standardized solution. I don't know exactly though, Carl. We don't have that kind of. I mean, we're learning more about that. Those are called pharmacokinetic information, neutrokinetic information. I wish we had more.
I have an astragalus supplement that I take. It's a raw powder.
Is it 5%?
No. Well, here's what it is. It's a 10-to-1 astragalus. What am I trying to say? Extract that has 0.85% astragalicides in it. So just on the 1%.
I don't think that's enough.
No. But okay. But couldn't I just take more of it?
Yeah. You could, or you could just go to a 5% product.
Okay. Well, the problem with the 5% products is they're a little bit more expensive, I think.
Well, they are. Yeah, so you could do more. I don't know. We don't know the exact dose. One day, I think we will, and we're really looking into this. We think astragalus is going to be big, right? We think it's one of the better immune herbs out there, cancer fighter, all this kind of stuff. But as of now, I know you got to do a 5% solution.
At 250 milligrams. So 250 milligrams.
250. Now, I don't know if that's where we're going to be. I think over the next 2 years, you'll see us with a true astragalus product. I think it's going to be around 250 milligrams, 5%. Astragalite. I think that's where we're going to be. I just don't know for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, as always, it's wonderful to have you on the show. Someone just texted me. Oh, Nick Williamelli, who is, works with me here at Superhuman Radio, wants to know if it's okay if he takes your segment of the 6 points, edits it down, and places it with some video up on YouTube.
Anything you want to do.
I think it's a good idea. We'll put both LEF.org and Superhuman Radio on there.
Absolutely. Put us both on there. Just give credit where credit's due and do what you need to do. Let's get this information out there.
Hey, Dr. Smith, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl. Have a great
day. Talk to you soon. All right, so there you have it. We also want to thank Dr. Ed Park from rechargebiomedical.com. Check them out. They have TA65, which obviously is a very powerful astragalus concentrate that increases telomerase. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Tomorrow's Thursday, the second Thursday. That means that we have another episode of the Acquisition of Strength and Hypertrophy. You don't want to miss that.